Let's start with some of what Polly wrote to you.
What do you do when your boss doesn't think you are competitive enough? In a previous impromptu review, my boss compared me to the Jacksonville Jaguars, just happy to be in the NFL, not caring about winning or losing. That is not true, and I told him that directly. How can I convince him?
Now, full disclosure, I am a Jaguars fan, so this hurts me just a little bit, but I suppose it does illustrate his point. What is her boss not seeing?
Polly also wrote she was a Division I athlete in college, so clearly she's got a competitive streak in her, and her performance has never been in question. And so what we're seeing here is we've got a boss that views the world as kind of an uber-competitive place. Anything that doesn't look like that looks like the person doesn't want to win.
So what can she do?
She needs to grab her boss, set her goals out for the year, and she needs to set some crazy, almost unrealistic goals. She needs to go to her boss and say, yeah, I've got the sales target of X, but that's a really easy goal. I want to go X times two. Set some really big, ambitious goals. Because what we're hearing from this boss is, it's not just good enough to be in the NFL if you don't win a Super Bowl. That's really what all matters.
But it sounds like you're setting yourself up for failure.
It could look like that, but you want your boss to see you as someone who is reaching for the stars. Don't set some easy goals that you know you can obtain. That, for this particular boss, will be viewed as complacent.
Okay, so what happens when you don't meet goal X times 2?
And so
sounds like you're probably not going to.
That's going to happen, right? So think about some of those really competitive coaches that we've seen. What happens when they lose?
Those post-game press conferences are murder. They're just sour and
maybe you throw a little
sore losers.
Temper tantrum,
yeah,
right? They do not like to lose. She needs to act like one of those bosses. She needs to get really frustrated and upset at not making that goal. Now, she doesn't do that publicly. In fact, no one else should see these really ambitious goals. This is a side of her that only her boss needs to be seeing. So she needs to pull her boss aside when things maybe haven't turned out right. It's the first quarter or half a year or whatever. And she say, I cannot tell you how frustrated I am that we have not been able to achieve this. I have worked so hard and we've made progress, but I'm not there. She needs to really ramp up the volume and show him that she's really upset. Because A, he understands that. And B, if she gets upset, he'll take the role of trying to calm her down and walk her off the ledge.
Oh, really? So like, well, that was a really crazy goal, but you made progress.
Yes. She needs to flip the roles. So she needs to turn up the volume and talk about how frustrated she is with her performance and those goals, and then get her boss to talk her off the ledge. He just wants to see the competitive fire.
So he's not really worried about the results. He's just worried about the fire.
Because clearly this is not a performance issue. He just wants to see that she's never satisfied.
I'm talking with our go-to career expert, Brandon Smith. He's a business professor at Emory University, as well as a workplace consultant and career coach. See you next time, Brandon.
I am looking forward to it.